Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
One of the stories that's caught my ear this morning is this £22 million investment across Greater Manchester into new cycle routes. In order to encourage us to take to our bikes. They want the aim is that by 2025, 1 in 10 journeys will be made by bike. There's three things, really, that put me off cycling. I haven't ridden a bike for years. I mean, probably since I was a kid. When was the last time, apart from an exercise bike, even that was only a fleeting glance, when was the last time you went for a bike ride? Three things put me off. One is the outfit. I mean, Lycra, it's not going to suit. The second thing, really, is riding on the road. So maybe if they put cycle routes in, that will help, because the thought of riding my bike down the road out here, I tell you, and the potholes down the side. I mean, how on earth do you do that? If you do cycle to work every day, the number of potholes, even in a car, that feels bad. So on a bike, that must be horrendous. And the other thing that puts me off is finding somewhere to store my bike, because it would mean me emptying out my shed in order to find room to store my bike. So I wouldn't leave it out, because it would get nicked. So it'd have to be locked away in my shed. But at the moment, if I open my shed door, about 30,000 things are going to fall on my head. So some things are going to have to make way for it. We'll have to get rid of the lounge. No, lounges will have to go. There we go. Lawnmower will have to go. Parasol will have to go. All the garden stuff I never use will have to go. The jet washer will have to go. That's all gone. Oh, what are we going to do? Nowhere for the bike. Let's go to the phone, shall we, and play Little Lyrics. We have Carla on the phone to play. Morning, Carla.
Hi, Chris.
Morning. I was worried for a moment this wasn't going to work. We've had a nightmare with your phone and our phone system here this morning, but we've got there. Where are you, Carla?
I'm in Warrington.
You're in Warrington. Why are you in Warrington, Carla?
I work for Warrington Borough Council.
But where do you live?
I live in Lee.
Oh, thank goodness for that. How does it feel going to Warrington every morning? Is that all right?
It's a nightmare journey.
Okay. All right. And you were saying last night you were at rugby training and you play. Who do you play for?
I play for Lee Rugby Union, ladies team.
Okay, so, right, okay, so cut the jokes on Rugby Union, okay? No Rugby Union jokes, because Carla's on the phone, okay? We'll keep it straight. What position do you play, Carla?
I play lock forward.
Lock forward, okay. Right, we're not going to mess with you. Is that all right? Well you don't even have to answer the question. You can have the tickets this morning. I'll look at it. Hold on. So how did training go last night? Did it go all right? Who do you play next? Who's your next game against, Carla? We'll give it a big plug.
I think it's Kendall on the 15th of March.
Okay, well, we'll diary it and we'll give it a mention. So that's Lee Rugby Union. Okay, we'll give it a mention. All right, Carla. Right, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets. No, not movie tickets. Rugby league tickets. Wait, hang on a second. Stop the music. You want to win rugby league tickets, Carla?
I'm a big rugby league fan.
As well? Oh, my word. How does that work? I don't know anybody who cross codes like that. Well done. Okay, well, let's see if we win you the tickets. Here we go. We've got little kids on here from Woodfield Primary School in Wigan this week, and our lyric today sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Alex, and this is my lyric. And that sweet city woman, she moves through the light, controlling my mind and my soul.
What's the song? Who sings it, Carla?
It's Night Fever by Bee Gees.
It is the Night Fever by the Bee Gees, yes. Well done. Well, that's been sung at the Lee Rugby Union annual karaoke party a few times, hasn't it?
Not by me.
Okay. I won't put you on the spot then. All right, Carla, well done. You got your tickets. You're going to see Wigan Warriors against Hull a week on Friday at the DW Stadium. Thanks for being on the show this week. Anyone you want to say hi to, by the way? Do you want to say hello to your teammates and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'll say hi to all the girls.
You better do. You should be in big trouble. Right. Thanks, Carla. Have a good day at work. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Bye. There are pictures online of Kanye West this morning. He'd been speaking at Oxford Union. I mean, they booked him to speak there yesterday.
Wow.
You know, obviously inspired speech, no doubt.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's added to society. Anyway, on his way, he stopped off in London.
Yep.
And there are pictures of him at the Adidas store in London on Carnaby Street. He was serving a customer.
Oh, right.
And guess who that customer was?
I don't know.
It was me! Have a listen! Kanye West.
What's that?
Can't believe it. You're working in the Adidas store?
Yeah.
Kid making you work for a living, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you're here. Could you see if you got these in a size 11 for me, please?
I don't like those.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we're coming with the black ones.
I'm not sure I like the black ones.
I don't want to play this
audio muted
sneaker culture
audio muted
game and all this.
Okay, I'll go with the black ones. Crikey.
I really want as many people to get them as possible.
No, that's fine. You don't need to explain. I'll go with the black ones, man. So aggressive. Well, there we go. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
You sure they suit me?
Yeah, 100%.
I must admit, I'm not convinced. I mean, what makes you such a shoe expert all of a sudden?
Humbly, I would say I'm the most influential person in footwear right now.
Yeah, that's very humble of you, Kanye. Thank you very much. Well, how much are they, then?
£3.50.
£3.50?
350?
Audio muted.
Much? I'm not paying...
Audio muted.
How much for a pair of...
Audio muted.
Shoes?
Audio muted.
Good grief, man.
This is the Express. They've done an investigation into driving standards around the world. I don't, if you're driving to work right now, I don't know what you think of our roads in this country and the driving standards of you and your fellow drivers. I think it's rubbish in this country. But no, when you look at some of the standards around the world, and we're brilliant. Mexico, for example, they've discovered doesn't have a driving test of any kind in Mexico. If you want to drive there, all you have to do is buy a license. That costs you about 28 quid. So, no driving licence needed there. What else is going on? The practical test in Pakistan, all you have to do is drive through a short series of cones. The staggering thing from Pakistan is the pass rate. What do you think the pass rate of their driving test is, where you just have to, the practical test, where you just have to drive through? The pass rate's only 80%. So the other 20% can't drive through a series of cones. What's that all about? What else have we got? Where should we go next? Let's go to Brazil next. If you want to drive in Brazil, you have to pass a psychological test before you can qualify for a license, including special driving techniques that could help you escape from potentially life-threatening situations on the road. I don't think we have to deal with that too often. And I love the way you can get a driving license in Russia. It's pretty stringent, actually. There's quite a few... legislation in Russia means that transsexual and transgender people, exhibitionists, voyeurs, fetishists, pathological gamblers and compulsive thieves cannot have a driving licence in Russia. So, voyeurs, fetishists, pathological gamblers... I'm thinking if all those people are banned from driving, catching a bus to get to work every day must be rather interesting in Russia, I'd have thought. Wouldn't you?